And turning to item 10 in your packet is the investment staffing update. This is an update item, no votes required, but Gail, are you going to take this one? I think you are.
Yes. So at the next retirement board meeting on November 17th, it's anticipated that the 2022 budget will be brought forth for the board's consideration. In that budget, when it comes to staffing additions, there are a few retirement counselors that we're looking to add to the budget, as well as possibly canceling one of the investment officer positions that is currently vacant and turning it into a newly created senior investment officer position, as well as creating a senior investment analyst position. And so in anticipation of that, I wanted to just take a few minutes today and talk with the board a little bit more about why these investment staffing changes are needed. A lot of it is in large part to the increased allocation to private markets, the moving away from having fund of funds managers and investing more in direct funds. There's additional work, staff work that's required around that. And as indicated in the memo, there are differences in these two senior positions that we're discussing. So I wanted to open it up for any questions or comments at this time.
Questions or comments on the informational item? Again, we're going to see it in full color next time. But any current thoughts or questions? I'm not seeing any, Gail. So apparently everybody understands the item. All right.
And just another comment of something mentioned in the memo was that the last time the board considered any additions to investment staff, it was back in 2016, almost 5 years ago. And looking forward, obviously, if there's different additions or changes needed in the future, we'll continue to monitor staffing levels related to market conditions and implementation of different models. So I did want to mention that.
Excellent. I hadn't realized it'd been that long. I recall the discussion, but didn't realize it had been that many years since we actually did it. Point of reference, just when it comes back, it might be interesting to suggest to Tim to at least acknowledge the trade-off between the two structures, which is nothing is free. So in terms of our investment staffing, we are looking at going door A here to manage these investments in a particular manner. But if we were in fund of funds or another construct, there are still active management fees that are incurred. It's just a different bucket in a different place. But there's an expense either way. So it's all about how best to manage the investments. Probably worth mentioning when it comes back.
Yeah, and I can also have Tim address that today if you'd like, since you're it's on the top of your mind.
No, actually, I okay. I mean, I'm not. I just was throwing it out. It's it's just a bit of information that may be obvious to most, but it's probably worth saying.
Sure.
I was going to say something like that, Scott. So thanks for bringing that up, and yeah. It would be good too to kind of compare the expenses. So a fund of funds we are still involved with, but trying to get out of how those fees are versus having an active staff member here. I prefer having the staff member here. So, but it would be good to highlight that also.
Great, thank you. Rusty, you got a comment?
Yeah, just... This is a petty question, but the term senior in the title, especially for the investment analyst, is there a reason why it's a senior position when you don't have another analyst position to begin with?
We do actually have an investment analyst position.
Oh, you do? Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, and we also do have an investment officer position.
You had an investment officer. I didn't know about the analyst. All right.
Yeah. We currently have two investment analysts.
And I would assume as senior, you'd get a higher pay. Is there a supervisory role in that too, or not necessarily?
Yes, potentially.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Any other thoughts or questions on the item? All right. We'll look forward to that one coming back, and we can flesh it out a little more, get some details on the cost. All right. Excellent.